Dear brothers and sisters, we always insist about great fact, about great truth, that Quran, the word of Allah, the revelation of the heaven, it is the book in it, every solution to the humanity problems, in it full guidance, in it full treatment, in it everything we need in this life and in the next life, how to communicate with our Lord, how to know our Lord, how to do things, how to do actions, help us to be in good Akhirah. Last week, we reached the ayat about very critical situation. Allah told us about group of people, those people becoming rejecter after they are believer, and Allah Azza wa Jal put some of them out. Not everyone say the word of rejection or the word of kufr, especially if there is a force, or especially if there is critical situation, and he say it because of this situation. Those people, Allah don't talk about them, but in one condition, that their heart feels safe, feels secure in iman. Yani, he is in a critical position. He will lose his life. If he said this word, it will be okay. It's okay. But his heart is, he has complete faith in his heart. This situation, Allah, don't tell us about it. This is not the situation we mean. The situation we mean that if someone reject after he believes, but he mean it, he mean this. Not only he mean this, he feel that his breast is wide, his chest is wide. He's happy with this, you know. Yani someone, if he did something bad, he said, oh, I did it, but I feel I am not comfortable. No, he say the word of kufr, the word of rejection, and he is comfortable with this. Those people will get the anger of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Those people, فَعَلَيْهِمْ غَضَبٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. And also, heavy punishment, great punishment will be to them. Also, this is a description of them. They said the word of the kufr and they are happy with it. Those will get the anger of Allah and they will have a heavy punishment. What else of their attitude? What else of their adjective? ذلك بأنهم استحبوا الحياة الدنيا على الآخرة. This is because they preferred the worldly life over the hereafter. This is more explanation. Who are those people? When someone say the word of rejection and he is happy, he is comfortable with it, his chest is wide, when he prefer in dunya and neglect the akhirah, when he focus everything in his life about dunya, ذلك بأنهم استحبوا الحياة الدنيا. They preferred the worldly life over the hereafter. And those people, Allah will not guide them. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْكَافِرِينَ. So those people, Allah will not guide them. So when we read in another ayah that Allah guide who he will and mislead who he will, it is not by luck, or it's not by, no, it is because of their deeds. They choose the way and Allah gave to them what they choose. And this is always, I give this example, someone, group of people went to restaurant. Everyone ask for meal. What will the restaurant prepare? He will prepare to everyone the meal he asked for. He didn't do the meal. The restaurant cooked to him, you know, but cooking to him according to his request. For this reason, we don't own the guidance or the misleading, but we own the choice. We own the way we choose. This is, we own it. So Allah will give us according to what we choose and what we decide and what the way we are going through. ذلك بأنهم استحبوا الحياة الدنيا على الآخرة وأن الله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين. Yesterday we start about this great disease, one of the greatest disease anyone can have it is to make the dunya over the akhirah, to believe in the dunya and disbelieve in akhirah. What does that mean? It's a way of rejection. It's a way of kufr. يعني that mean you don't believe in God. If you don't believe in akhirah, that mean you don't believe in God. If you believe just in dunya, the dunya is the bridge to akhirah. Unfortunately, most of the people nowadays, and when I said the people, I mean the majority of humanity, the people of religion people or not religion, Muslim or non-Muslim, most of the people, the majority of the people, now they are in this disease. Yani this disease spread more than COVID. This disease spread more than any other disease in the, any other physical disease in the world. Today, most of the people, they love the dunya and they care about the dunya and they put all their mind, their efforts, their thinking, everything about the dunya. And if he lost the dunya for reason or another reason, maybe he will have heart attack. He will have brain clot. He will have, so, you know, why? He lost his money. He lost his, but at least, I don't know, maybe they are exist, but maybe we don't know them. I don't know someone, because of akhirah, he has heart attack. Do you hear about anyone has heart attack because of akhirah? Because he feels that his akhirah is not good or his akhirah is not. But there are a lot, I know a lot of people who has heart attack because of, because of dunya and because of, I know many of them. So what does that mean? That mean they care about the dunya and they don't care about the akhirah. And the loving of the dunya has many levels. Has many levels. And one is very important and very critical to Muslim and to believer. To Muslim and to believer. There is very great ayah in Surah At-Tawbah, ayah number 24. Surah At-Tawbah, ayah 24 is very, very important ayah. And this ayah about the loving of the dunya, talking about the loving of the dunya. But to whom? To Muslim and to believer. Yeah, Tawbah. 9:24. Allah told the prophets, told the prophet to tell everyone, قُلْ O Muhammad, say, إِنْ كَانَ أَبَاؤُكُمْ If your parents, أَبْنَاؤُكُمْ Your children, إِخْوَانُكُمْ Your brothers, أَزْوَاجُكُمْ Your wife, عشيرتكم, your people, your community, وأموال اقترفتموها, your money, وتجارة تخشون كسادها, business, you are afraid to lose, ومساكن ترضونها, houses, أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله. More beloved to you than Allah and the Prophet. Those people love the Prophet, love Allah. But what is the disease now? The disease now, these things, they beloved these things more than Allah and His Prophet. And really, this disease today is spreading a lot among the Muslim, among the believer. This, oh, I love the Prophet. Yo, I love the Allah. Okay, but if you're watching football game and you hear the azan to go to prayer, no, let's, we will pray later. Okay, what does that mean? That mean I prefer the video or the movie or this or this or this from this. And we watch a lot of these pictures, a lot of this situation in the life about the Muslim today, especially when they have something related to the Quran, related to the relation with Allah. So Allah told us, if you are in this situation, أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله. More beloved to you than Allah and وجهاد في سبيله. To make your effort. If someone asks you to do something in front of Allah, so what is the result? فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره. Wait. Wait until Allah bring his commands. Until you will see the command of Allah. That means Allah given a command for punishment. Command, of course, for what? For punishment. فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره. والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين. And Allah will not guide the فاسقين. This is, you know, Allah here didn't say كافرين. Didn't say, he said فاسقين. فاسقين. They are Muslim. They are believe, but they are not exactly on the straight way. It is like someone on the straight way and then going to the edge. This is now, we said, فسق. He go out from the right way to risk way. He didn't out of the highway. But now he is in the edge. He is, this is what we call, this is فسوق. This is the meaning of فسق. And this is of فاسقين. The فاسقين, people on the straight way and start to go out and now they are on the edge. If they continue in this situation, what is the destiny? They will be outside of the straight way. فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين. Really, this is a serious. This is a serious ayah. This is a serious situation. It is not Allah who said this, and not only Allah. Allah ordered the Prophet to say this to every one of the human nowadays. What does that mean? That mean we saw a lot of problems here and there and there and there. Believe me, every one of a human, just like this, all his life will change. All his life will destroy. Yes, before I'm coming back to my house. It's very dark. There is a light, but there is person walking on the edge and he wearing black clothes and walking in the, you know, someone will hit him. Yani, subhanallah, at the last minute, I feel someone pushing me to change the tire and avoid. And I say, oh, alhamdulillah, thanks Allah. Just a minute. And someone will be in a big problem, in a big disease, believe me, we are always under the care of Allah. We are always under the lutuf. The lutuf, that mean nice situation from Allah. We are under all of these mercy of Allah. Otherwise, our life is cannot be accepted in this life. I don't understand how the people who didn't believe in Akhirah, how the people who didn't believe in God, how they live. Because anyone of us, if he has any oppression, any problem, he said, okay, alhamdulillah, we have Akhirah. Allah the just, he will punish this person. He will take my rights from this person. But the people who didn't believe, how they, because of this reason, the percentage of crime increasing. Because they believe, because they don't believe. He said, okay, if I didn't take my rights, it's done. No. You have to be calm. You will take your rights sooner or later. And how much you have faith in your heart and how much you have this iman in your heart, how much you are calm and you are safe and you are secure and you are quiet and comfortable. But if you don't have, so what about those people who don't believe? Really, I don't know exactly their situation. So, فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ. Wait until Allah will bring his punishment, will bring his order. Another description about those people who reject after they were believe. After I start in the way of dhikr, after I go to the way of sin, I go to my old attitude. Someone was drinking wine, smoking, dating, do every bad thing. And after Allah guide him to the straight way and he start to do everything good, now he go back to his old life. This is very critical situation. So Who are those? First of all, Allah said that they said the word of rejection and they are, their chest is wide with it. Second one, استحبوا الحياة الدنيا على الآخرة. They prefer the dunya over the akhirah. They beloved dunya and don't love akhirah. Do everything that to the dunya, do nothing to the akhirah. Okay, what is the third situation? Third description. It's ayah 108 in Surah An-Nahl. أولئك الذين طبع الله على قلوبهم وسمعهم وأبصارهم وأولئك هم الغافلون. This is very important ayah. 108 An-Nahl. يعني this is in the same consequence we are going to. We say the 106 that who reject after he believe. 107 those who are prefer the dunya over the akhirah. And the third description of them, أولئك الذين طبع الله على قلوبهم. Now, what is طبع الله على قلوبهم? طبع, if you translate the word طبع to, it is a printing. What is the translating of طبع? طبع in Arabic meaning printing. And this printer, the name of it طابعة. So طبع طابعة, printer. How Allah print on their heart. The situation of طبعة, not really, not printing, of course. The meaning not printing. The translator, make the translating, they said seal. Really, seal is in Arabic khatama. Yani when you seal, you have a formal book, and at the end, what you do, you stamp it, you seal. This is khatam. This is seal, right? This is the seal. But really, this is not taba. Let me give you the picture in the real life, and then we will talk about it in the heart until we understand, because it's three things. All most of the translator translated the same: taba, khatama, and ala qulubin, and qafala, qafil. And it's really exactly, it's a different situation. As I said, let me say it in the real life, and then we will go to the spiritual life. In the life, you have the paper, you print on it. After you finish the formal book you printed, what you did, you seal it. So this is printing, طبعه. This is sealing. And after that, you close it and put it in the envelope. And what you make, lock it. This is printing, sealing. Now, what about the heart? About the heart, that everyone do any sin and he didn't ask Allah forgiveness from this sin, there is black or dark dot will be on his heart. Dark dot in his heart. So dot after dot after dot, it will be line. Line after line after line after line, it will be more and more and more until it cover all the heart. When it cover all the heart, now it is taba. It is, I found the suitable colored. It's colored. When all the heart colored with this darkness, now he reached this situation in his heart. After he reached this situation, now Allah said in Surah Al-Baqarah, khatama Allahu ala qulubihim. After all his heart is dark, now Allah, what make seal on it. And if he keep going, Allah will put a lacquer. So now there is a lacquer, and there is a seal, and there is a colored to the heart. I just go through this three situation. But in reality, in the Quran, there is about more than 25 situation to the bad heart. More than 25 situation. And maybe one time we will go through all, because it is very important. All of this situation give situation in dunya and very bad situation in akhirah. So we have to go through this. But I just now go through taba'a and the meaning of taba'a. So those who Allah colored their heart and their vision and their hearing. But of course, not this vision and this hearing, the spiritual vision and hearing. He didn't listen to truth. He didn't see the truth. Abu Lahab and Abu Jahl, did they saw the prophet or not? They saw the prophet. Did they listen to the prophet? They listened to the prophet. But they listened to Muhammad ibn Abd, my nephew, my one of my people, poor person coming and talking to me, you know. They didn't, but Abu Bakr see the messenger. Abu Bakr see the teacher. Abu Bakr see, for this reason, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq becoming the leader of the world in one time, and Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab, they end to the hell. So the meaning here, after someone, you talk to him, you talk, and you feel like you are talking to the wall. Maybe the wall understand, but he didn't understand. What does that mean? He didn't listen. He didn't watch. He didn't feel. Someone said, oh, why all the people feel and I didn't feel? Check this. Check this situation. This is the situation when someone didn't feel, or someone say, oh, I feel very happy. I taste the sweetness of prayer. I taste the sweetness of the Quran. I taste the sweetness of the dhikr. Someone said else, he said, no, I don't feel any of these. When someone didn't feel, if now I bring a needle and check Nuha, what she will feel. But if I check someone and he didn't feel, if I bring fire to someone and he didn't feel, what does that mean? He died. If someone died, he will not feel. And this is the situation of the heart. When the heart died, he will not feel. He will not feel the prayer. He pray, but he didn't feel. He recite the Quran, but he didn't feel. This is the symptoms of dying. For this reason, the subject of the heart in Islam is very important. And now people don't care about this. Not don't care. They're going against it. If you talk about the heart, oh, don't go against me. I didn't brought this ayat from my house. In the Quran, there is more than or about 194 ayah about the heart. 194 ayah about the heart. It is like the fiqh. Yani, some people about fiqh said we have ayat for the fiqh between 200 and the highest number 400. But we have millions of pages about fiqh subject. And about the heart, it is very rare. And this is the most important thing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the hadith that there is a part in the body. There is a part in the body. If it is good, everything is good. And if it is bad, everything is bad. Oh, Rasulullah, what is this? It is the heart. It is the heart. And this hadith is muttafaqun alayh. What is the muttafaqun? It is the highest level. That means Bukhari and Muslim have the same hadith and agree about this hadith. So it is the highest level. So that means Rasulullah said this. And inshallah, Rasulullah said this. He said that there is a part in the heart, in the body. If it is good, everything is good. If someone, his eyes good, his vision is good. Is his eyes are bad, his vision is bad. If someone, his ear is good, his hearing is good. If it is bad, his hearing is bad. And also the heart. If my phone is good, I receive the calls and call. If it is bad, the call will be bad. For this reason, the heart is the device of faith. The heart is the device of faith. If this device is good, that means your faith is good. If this heart is bad, that means this device is bad, that means your situation is bad. And what is the problem? The problem is one of these 194 ayah. It is one of this 25 situation of this disease. But now for the disease of the body, We have universities, we have books, we have matching, we have residency, we have trillions of dollars for it. But for this, approximately we have nothing. Approximately we have nothing. But alhamdulillah, we still have the Quran. Alhamdulillah, we still have this. And alhamdulillah, there is still some people who are talking about this subject. So Allah Azza wa Jal created the human and put in him everything about good and bad. And he gave him heart to distinguish. The heart is the noor between what is right and what is wrong. One time Abu Bakr Siddiq someone brought to him milk and he drank the milk. And he said, from where you get this milk? Because he feel darkness in his, directly he feel darkness. He know that something going wrong. If someone did something, he feel in his heart that I did. But someone destroyed the dunya and nothing, and he feel nothing. Why? Because he is in the death situation. So our mission in this life, to make this device pure, to make this device sensitive, to make this device the storage of the noor. And this noor, we will see it in the akhirah. In the akhirah, everything. Now in this dunya, the people see our clothes, the people see our hair, our decoration, our... and very, 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 very few people, yani 0.000, who feel maybe the spiritual situation. But in Akhirah, no, it is vice versa. The Noor will be seen from everyone. And Allah told about the believer, نُورُهُمْ يَسْعَى بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ. Their Noor is in front of them. وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ. And in their left. And so no need. In Akhirah, just you look and you see, oh, this is the people of faith. This is the people of kufr. This is the people of fisq. This is the people of shirk. This is the people of dunya. Now, no. Now we see clothes. Macy's, this is Adidas, boom. Now we see the clothes. But in Akhirah, we will see the reality. For this reason, as the Sahaba said that, the king of the body is the heart. And all the other organs are like the soldier. How the heart direct them, they will go. The heart direct them to the cinema. Okay, they will go to cinema. Direct them to the pub, they will go to the bar. Direct them to the class, to the lecture, to the Quran, they will go to the Quran. So this is, and as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا يستقيم إيمان عبد حتى يستقيم قلبه. Your faith will not fix until your heart will fix. This is how Rasulullah. And as I said, in the Quran, there is more than 194. 132, it mentioned the heart clearly. 18, talking about al-fu'ad. And I think I told you about what is al-fu'ad. It's connected directly to the heart. And there is 44, it is pronounced, but it gives the meaning of the heart in the 44 position. So the total is around 194. And in Arabic, the meaning of qalb, from the verb taqallub, taqallub, changing, you know, changing. Why? What is the meaning of this? That the heart is very sensitive, very sensitive. It should change directly. Someone coming happy and something happening, and directly he feel, he is annoyed, he is angry, he is, you know, this is changing. But this is not educated heart. The educated heart, it will be indifferent. It will be in different situation. And Allah Azza wa Jal describe the heart in different situation and told us about 10 good situation for the heart. In the Quran, at least he told us about 10 situation of the heart. The first one is al-qalb al-mutma'in. The first heart in the Quran is al-qalb al-mutma'in, mentioned in Surah Al-Ra'd, ayah 28. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. الرعد 28. Those who believe and they feel comfortable, they feel secure, they feel by the ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. The most important medicine for the heart is ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. This is the ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ for the heart is like the immunity for the body. How much you have immunity, how much you protect yourself from the disease, from how much your immunity is weak, how much disease you have, and how much problem you have. So for this reason, Allah Azza wa Jal told us that the feeding of the heart, the supporting of the heart is dhikrullah. And the second, of course, now we just say the 10 situation. The second heart is al-qalb al-munib. Al-qalb al-munib is the heart who always feel repentance to Allah, always repentant to Allah, return to Allah. You know, he do something and then he return. Directly he return. He didn't go on with the matter. Man khashiya ar-Rahman bil-ghayb wa jaa biqalbin munib. Who afraid from the merciful, from Ar-Rahman, in absence when he is alone, and he came to his Lord with repentant heart. So that means this is maqam in the Akhirah. This repentant heart is maqam in the, it is not the highest maqam, but this is maqam in the Akhirah. The third one is Al-Qalb Al-Wajil. Al-Qalb Al-Wajil, Al-Wajil mean it is combination, respect, fear, love. If you mix them together, you love your teacher, you respect him, you fear. So this is, we call it wajal. And this wajal, Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned it in Surah Al-Hadid, ayah number 27. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. No, I think this is Al-Anfal, ayah number 2. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, the believer, when Allah mentioned, their heart will be trembling with love, respect, and fear. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Number 4, Al-Qalb Al-Salim. Number 4, Al-Qalb Al-Salim. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Surah Al-Shu'ara 89. Al-Qalb Al-Salim, they said healthy. I don't think healthy is good translation. Maybe the perfect heart is a good translation to Al-Qalb Al-Salim. Number 5, Al-Qalb Al-Layyin, the soft heart. His heart is soft. And really, I met some people with this. When he just listened to the Quran, he start to cry. When he just makes dhikr, he's still soft. You know, he's still but this is a good situation. This is a good situation. Allah nazzala أحسن الحديث كتابا متشابها مثاني تقشعر منه جلود الذين يخشون ربهم ثم تلين جلودهم وقلوبهم إلى ذكر الله. Then يعني they are in hard situation, but they become to soft situation after they practice the zikr. After they practice the zikr and recitation of the Quran, they move from this situation to this situation. And also there is the situation of mercy. وجعلنا في قلوب الذين اتبعوه رأفة ورحمة. The القلب الخاشع. The خاشع mean humble with fear and love. This is خشوع. Number 8, القلب الساكن الهادئ. So أنزل السكينة في قلوب. You feel something, Allah put the very quietness, very comfortable. This we call سكينة. All the people running up, and he just sit, and he was going on. All the people who want to burn Ibrahim, they make the fire and they are going, and Ibrahim just sit and look to them, and because Allah put the sakina in his heart. I think it's a long topic. I just give you an example about the situation of the heart. Maybe in future we will go through them in details. May Allah give you khair and afiyah. May Allah accept from all of you. والحمد لله رب العالمين. الفاتحة. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ولا تجعلنا يا إلهنا يا مولانا من الغافلين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. الفاتحة.